Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 8 of the Tigers Baseball Podcast. Spring training game number 3 is in the books. A 6-1 win for the Tigers over the Pittsburgh Pirates in Bradenton, Florida, in a 5-inning affair that was 5 innings because both managers agreed. And with them trying to ramp pitchers up and make sure that their arms are protected, both managers decided to go ahead and just go 5 today. Casey Mize got the start for the Tigers. Didn't look awful. Didn't look amazing. And the reason that I say that is because he walked 3, he struck out 3 in 2 innings. He didn't allow a hit, however. And there were no balls that were really hard hit off of him. It was soft contact and, again, the 3 strikeouts. What concerns me about the walks is that 2 of them were issued with 2 out. So in the bottom of the first, he walked a batter with 2 out. So that's a problem, but I think that's just a maturity thing. Casey Mize, let's not forget, is 22, 23 years old. He's only 3 years removed from his college days, so I think he's about 23. Yeah, he's married, and I think he's got a kid, but he's also a young pitcher. He's had 7 starts in the majors. So, in all honesty, I wasn't disappointed in his start. I wasn't overly impressed with his start. Erasmo Ramirez came in, pitched 2 innings, gave up an absolute moonshot of a bomb to Todd Frazier in the 4th, but then was able to finish it off in the 5th, working a scoreless 5th. We also saw Brian Garcia. He pitched a pretty decent 3rd. He gave up a couple of walks, but he got out of trouble. And Spencer Torkelson, he pinch hit. Actually, he came in and played some 3rd. He didn't start the game. He came in for... I can't remember who the 3rd baseman was today. Anyway, he came in and played 3rd and got 1 at-bat, drew a walk, and actually was up 2-0 in the count, ended up going 3-2 and finally working a walk. And that's all we saw from Spencer Torkelson. Akil Baddoo had a nice double, an RBI double. No, it wasn't an RBI double, sorry. There was a man at 1st, and he doubled him over to 3rd in the 3rd inning. Willy Castro continues to impress. He hit an absolute bomb into deep center field, and that's his 2nd homer of the spring. He also had a double, and really, he played quite well. So what happened is Greg Garcia got the start at 3rd. Zach Short started at 2nd. Willy Castro started at shortstop. And Harold Castro started at 1st. Willy came out. Zach Short moved to short. Greg Garcia moved over to 2nd. And Spencer Torkelson came in and played 3rd base. And as I said, drew a walk. We saw Jake Rogers and Grayson Greiner. Robbie Grossman DH'd. Jake Rogers came in and promptly struck out. He's 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts for the spring. He pinch hit for Robbie Grossman in the top of the 5th. And as I said, he struck out. So he hasn't acquitted himself very well when it comes to handling the bat. And as I said yesterday, he really needs to hit. He needs to produce from an offensive standpoint, even a little bit, in order for A.J. Hinch to even think about bringing him up on the 26-man roster that goes north. Right now, it's Grayson Greiner's job to lose the backup catcher position. We didn't see Miguel Cabrera. We didn't see Wilson Ramos. We saw Jacoby Jones. He had a walk and scored a run. Like I said, we saw Akil Baddoo. We saw Kristen Stewart. Didn't do anything too impressive, but also didn't do anything to hurt himself either. So really, what we're looking at is a whole lot of nothing. And I hate to say it that way. It sounds kind of pedestrian, but that's the way today's game went. There wasn't anything too impressive. There were some nice outings. There were some good swings. Again, Willy Castro's homer and double, those were both great, but we've come to expect that from Willy Castro. He appears to be in midseason form, which is good. Akil Baddoo's double was a good double. It was a well-hit ball. Actually, I wouldn't even call it a... It's hard to call it a double. Actually, his double was pretty well struck. Willy Castro's double wasn't necessarily what I would call a double. He hits the ball on a line. It hits the Pittsburgh pitcher on the bottom of the foot and bounces into right center field. And nobody was there, so Castro made it into second. So it wasn't an absolute rocket, but, I mean, it was a rocket in the sense that it was hit hard coming back through the box, but it was a low liner, an extremely low liner, that hit the bottom of the pitcher's foot and then caromed into right center field. So from that standpoint, it wasn't an absolute ringing double, but hey, you'll take it. It looks like a ringing double in the box score the next day. And the home run that he hit was a no-doubter. It was very impressive. Actually, Jacoby Jones had a homer as well. He walked and doubled in the fourth when the Tigers added on their two runs. They were up 1-0 after the Castro home run. Then they scored 3 in the third and 2 in the fourth and ended up winning the game 6-1. The one run being the home run that was given up by Erasmo Ramirez to Todd Frazier. So, looking ahead this week, you've got Daniel Norris pitching tomorrow. We're supposed to see Matt Manning tomorrow as well in the game at Tiger Town against the Phillies in Lakeland. Thursday and Friday and Saturday are to be determined. I believe I saw Matt Boyd on Thursday, now that I think about it. But I know Friday and Saturday are to be determined. If everything goes the way that it should go, you'll see Tyler Alexander pitching in Friday's game, because that would be 4 days rest, but I don't know that. I can't say that for certain, and I refuse to be held to something like that when I honestly don't know the answer to that question. So, with that, as I said, a pedestrian performance. Good to see the offense. Good to see a couple of extra base hits from some people who really needed it. Badu needed to get a hit, and Jacoby Jones needed to get off the snide. He had a single on Sunday, and then he walked today and had a nice double. It was almost out of the yard, but the park just barely held it. So, good to see him getting on the scoreboard as far as a hit is concerned and batting in a couple runs. Other than that, nothing too major. It was a good performance overall. I'm sure A.J. Hinch is very thrilled about the fact that he got 2 innings out of Casey Mize, a whole inning out of Brian Garcia, and 2 innings out of Erasmo Ramirez. He didn't have to do too much. What I am happy with is the fact that Erasmo Ramirez didn't walk anybody. Garcia gave up a couple of walks, and of course, Casey Mize, as we already mentioned, had the 3 walks and the 3 strikeouts. So that's a little bit disconcerting from the standpoint of Brian Garcia, but that was his first appearance of the year, so we'll give him a free pass on that one. With that, we're going to call this podcast done and dusted. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can via Twitter at Podcast Tigers, or you can email us at the world's longest email address, tigersbaseballpodcast@gmail.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Chris Schulte. We'll see you tomorrow after the Tigers-Phillies game. Thanks for listening.